This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly a billion doses of vaccine had been secured for the COVAX program to provide shots for poor and middle-income countries. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said, however, the hope of vaccines does not mean the world can relax its fight against COVID-19.
The festive season is a time to relax and to celebrate. But we must not relax our guard.
The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in the coming weeks. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before the shots could be rolled out worldwide. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Friday pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Two Trump administration officials say White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows essentially gave Stephen Hahn an ultimatum in a phone call. Grant emergency use of the vaccine by day's end or face possible firing. One official says Hahn signaled he would tell regulators to get it done. President Trump's been complaining the FDA's review process is too slow. But President-elect Biden says regulators are just doing their jobs and the public should be confident in the process.
There's no political influence.
The FDA's outside advisors yesterday signed off on the vaccine, and agency approval is the next step in getting shots to the public. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The United Nations voiced alarm Friday over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it was sending back Eritrean refugees who had fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it had received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region, where UN aid agencies and others have been denied access since fighting began on November 4th. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, including 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. The World Food Program issued a new warning Friday about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, describing it as a ticking time bomb that required immediate international action. WFP spokesperson Thompson Feary said the window to prevent a full-scale famine was narrowing very fast.
Approximately 16 million people cannot put food on their tables. This is a disaster. This is a ticking time bomb, and the world needs to act and to act now.
Yemen is home to the world's worst food crisis, mostly due to the civil war that pits the Iranian-backed Houthis in the north against a Saudi-led coalition and its allies in the south. Congress has shipped a temporary government-wide funding bill to President Donald Trump, averting a government shutdown at midnight. The extension sets a new shutdown deadline of midnight next Friday. It passed the Senate by a unanimous voice vote. The House passed the bill on Wednesday, and Trump is expected to sign it before midnight. The funding extension gives negotiators time to continue working toward agreement on new COVID-19 relief aid. The relief talks remain stalled, but there is universal agreement that Congress will not adjourn for the year without passing a long-delayed round of pandemic relief. Archaeologists excavating at Trajan's Forum have uncovered priceless artifacts dating from the times of Imperial Rome. Among the finds are two well-preserved marble heads, one believed to be from a statue of the god Dionysus, the other from a statue of the Emperor Augustus. The discovered artifacts will go on display not far from where they were found at the Museum of Imperial Forums. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.